At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Government shutdown goes on and on. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the shutdown makes little economic sense.
There's one estimate that basically we're costing the U.S. economy about $1 billion a day, $7 billion a week. You add that up, I mean, it's, you know, for a while, and then all of a sudden you start knocking, you know, tenths of percents off of our GDP. So it's self-inflicted economic harm.
Democrats demanding an extension in health care subsidies in exchange for their votes. Republicans say they will not negotiate on the clean bill, which keeps government spending roughly at current levels. United States Navy celebrating its 250th anniversary with a special guest Sunday in Virginia.
And it's a true honor to be here with the thousands of our nation's finest sailors at the largest naval facility in the entire world. It's the largest, and I would say more importantly, it's the best, okay? It's both the Norfolk Naval Base. Thank you very much. The largest, and it's the best.
As violence worsens, Portland, Oregon, the Trump administration challenging a court ruling that blocked its plan to send federal troops to the city.
A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked President Trump's administration from deploying the National Guard in Portland. U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergott issued the order Saturday in a lawsuit brought by the state and city. The Defense Department had said it was placing 200 members of Oregon's National Guard under federal control for 60 days to protect federal property at locations where protests are occurring or are likely to occur. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building in Portland has recently been the site of nightly protests.
At least five people have been killed. That after Russia launched drones, missiles, and guided aerial bombs into Ukraine over the weekend. This is SRN News. Now, the Trump administration has a warning for several states.
The Department of Health and Human Services has told 46 states to remove all references to gender ideology in their federally funded Personal Responsibility Education Program, or PREP, education materials within 60 days or face loss of federal funding. Acting Assistant Secretary Andrew Grattison says federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. I'm Bill Alexander.
A new national survey from Arizona Christian University's Cultural Research Center finds most Americans remain deeply confused about the nature of sin, many rejecting biblical definitions and even refusing to call themselves sinners. Dr. George Barna, who directed the research, described the results as, quote, spiritually dangerous. This is SRN News. Now, this time of year, there are big pumpkins, then there are really big pumpkins, and this one has hernia written all over it. Correspondent Ed Donahue says, don't even think about trying to pick this one up. You can't.
In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds.
Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all of the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
Anything can happen with this thing. It could crack, it could blow out the rear of it.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more details at srnnews.com.